Welcome to The Good We Can, a weekly Bible reading and devotion. I'm Bill Onsio, and for our scripture passage this week, we turn to Psalm 50, verses 1 through 6. From the rising of the sun to where it sets, God, the Lord God, speaks, calling out to the earth. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines brightly. Our God is coming. He won't keep quiet. A devouring fire is before him. A storm rages all around him. God calls out to the skies above and to the earth in order to judge his people. Bring my faithful to me, those who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The skies proclaim his righteousness because God himself is the judge. And now for a devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines, written this week by Kristen G. Stone King, superintendent of the Bay District centered in San Francisco and the California-Nevada Conference of the United Methodist Church, and adjunct faculty of United Methodist Studies at Claremont School of Theology in Los Angeles, California. It feels good to focus on the glory of God and the beauty of God's creation. The God of unconditional love is popular, but what of God the judge? Life can be challenging, and in our struggles, we may want to hide from God. We may feel defensive at our sense of inadequacy or about times when we have not been our best selves. The paradox is that God does not judge our struggles, but our hiding. God knows that with which we struggle. God knows when we have fallen short of the glory of God. We are seen at all times, at our best and at our worst. God asks us to continually bring all before God in humility and reverence. The psalmist reminds ancient Israel of their covenant with God. A covenant is not like a contract. In a covenant, the participants uphold their commitment, seeking unbroken relationship in spite of the behavior of the other. However, God is not silent when the covenant is broken. God calls us back into covenantal relationship at all times. How are we upholding our covenant to bring all of our lives before God? Do we trust God enough to be seen in all of our humanness? Do we accept that we are not God and therefore are always fallible? In God's continual calling out to us and seeking to enfold us in his covenant, we find the grace of unconditional love. God the judge is necessarily also the God of unconditional love. Abiding God, thank you for never giving up on our covenant. Thank you for not staying silent when I hide from you. In being seen, I see your forgiveness, grace, and love. Amen. And now a question for personal reflection. What helps you to be aware of God's presence with you from the rising of the sun to its setting each day? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie. It's just south of Northside Elementary School. Join us for worship this Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. in person or online. This Sunday is Transfiguration Sunday, which is often called Transition Sunday, as we transition into the season of Lent, which begins with Ash Wednesday on February 14th. This Sunday, we will also continue our worship series that explores our 2024 ministry theme of Beyond Our Doors. Our online worship can be accessed from the worship page of our church website or on our YouTube channel. If you're looking for more information about Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.